Yesterday we spoke about the second item listed in the Mishnah, Avodah. And we spoke about the Pashut Pshat of what the Mishnah means, which is Avodah of Korbanos, and by extension, Tefillah. We find another reference to Avodah in the Torah, and that is working in the field. And that's the Pashut Pshat of Bereshit Perek Bet, Pasuk Hey, where it says that everything was ready to grow, but God hadn't made it rain yet, V'adam ayin la'avodit adama, because there was no one to work the fields. And that's also the Pashut Pshat of when it says later in Pasuk Tetva, V'yikach Hashem Elokim et Adam v'yanicheu b'gan Eden le'ovda u'lishomra, it means his relationship with the ground, to work the field, to watch the field. And whether the Mishnah means this at all, refers to this at all, it definitely is a value. We see this beautifully in many Divrei Chazal in connection to a number of Pesukim. First of all, Chazal tell us that when Avram was sent, Lech Lecha Me'arta Kelem Lekom HaShe'arekah, God didn't tell him where he was going. He wanted to see what Avram's priorities would be. Medrash Rabbah tells us that Avram went to places like Aram Naharaim and Aram Nachor, and he saw people whose lives was about eating, drinking, and making merry, the pursuit of pleasure instead of the pursuit of happiness. And Avram said, Halavai, that this is not where God wants me to be. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he saw they were working the land, and he said, Halavai yeheh chelki be'eretz hazot. Halavai, this is where God wants me. And that's when Hashem told him, this is indeed the place I intend for you. The Gemara in Brachot of Lamed Hei learns from the Pasuk of V'yasafta deganecha, Rabbi Yishmael, that we learn from here that even though learning Torah is of primary importance, a person should stop it in order to work the field as well. Another source, Avot the Rabbi Natan, tells us that if a person is planting a sapling and they hear that the Mashiach has arrived, they should finish planting and only then go to greet the Mashiach. Greeting the Mashiach is not our job. Planting and developing the world is. In fact, beautifully, the Medrash Rabbah in a number of places tells us that when the Torah encourages us to emulate God, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechun, and even to stick to God, Uvo Tidbakun, the emulation and the way we grow close to God is not just by following His midot, but planting like He planted. We have a responsibility to plant. We have a responsibility to develop the world. We see this concept halachically in the Sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Daled Amud Bet, where we're told that people whose business is gambling are pasul edus. First, the Gemara suggests that this is because of the thievery involved, situations where the gambler does not intend to lose his money. And then Rav Sheshet says, even in cases where there's no thievery, the person is pasul edus because ein asukin b'yishuvo shel olam. The Rambam summarizes this in Hilchot Gzeilah Aveda Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, and he says that even a person who gambles in a way where there's no Isser Gezel, he has the Isser of being Osek B'dvarim B'telim. There's an Isser for a person to spend his life wasting it away on meaningless things. And then the Rambam concludes, She'ein roi la'adam she'yasok kol yomov ela b'divrei chachmo v'yishuvo shel olam. A person should spend all their time involved with things of Chachma and developing the world. The Rambam, who appreciated the importance of Chachma so much, puts the practical development of the world on the same pedestal. And this is, Avot Rabbi Nosson points out, the deeper level of the commandment of Shabbat. The Torah, every time it talks about resting on the seventh day, always begins by saying, Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, only then not working on the seventh. Or as Avot Rabbi Natan summarizes this, Kishem Sheha Torah Nitna Bebrit, Kach HaMalocha Nitna Bebrit. Just as there are mitzvot and limitations that are part of the treaty with God, so the mitzvah to work is part of it. We are expected in this world to work and to develop it. And the truth is, beyond the Avodah of Korbanot, and beyond Tefillah, and beyond working in the fields, the word Avodah is the broader concept of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karbanot themselves are significant because they express our commitment to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayot on this Mishnah says, Shmirat mitzvat HaTorah Hima Karbanot. The Karbanot are just an example of fulfilling the mitzvot in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happiness, so to speak, in quotes, over the Karbanot is the fact that we're serving Him. And the truth is, any way we serve Him brings that same goal. Whereas Rav Yochanan said, the Gemara in Brachot Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, when he completed Sefer Iyov, he said, all humans like animals end their lives in death. Ashrei mi shegadel b'torah ve'amola b'torah ve'ose nachas ruach liyotzro. The same nachat ruach we have by Karbanot, we have by Torah and Mitzvot in general. And that's why the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and says the Pasuk of Liyovdo b'chol avchem isn't specifically tefillah. It's a mitzvah aseh shetiyeh kol avodatenu lekel yitbarach b'chol levavenu. That a person should seek to serve Hashem and seek to do it with all of his heart. The world stands on three things. First, the learning of Torah. Second, avodat Hashem, the direction of one's efforts to the service of God.